Good morning and welcome to 5 at 8. It's Sunday, March 24th, 2024, and with me here is Linda Carlisle. I'm Mark Overman, and here are the day's top stories. In this episode, we will talk about a Russian Soyuz rocket successfully launching three astronauts to the International Space Station, a genetic discovery about the loss of tails in humans and primates, a clash between China's Coast Guard and Philippine boats in the South China Sea, the Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit against Apple, and the increased FAA oversight of United Airlines due to safety incidents. Story number one. A Russian Soyuz rocket successfully launched three astronauts to the International Space Station after an aborted launch due to a voltage drop in a power source, as reported by Al Jazeera. The astronauts will join the station's crew and are expected to return to Earth on April 6th. The space station serves as a symbol of international cooperation amid tensions between Russia and the West. NASA and its partners hope to continue operating the station until 2030. Has to be said, the International Space Station is a true symbol of what we can achieve when nations put their differences aside and work together. Despite all the chaos here on Earth, up there in the cosmos, it's all about cooperation.
It's fascinating how, despite the geopolitical tensions and conflicts, the realm of space exploration seems to transcend those boundaries. The recent launch of the Soyuz rocket, even after the initial technical hiccup, it's a testament to the resilience and determination of these international teams.
Yeah, and let's not forget the trust factor, right? I mean, NASA's relying on Russian tech to get their astronauts up there. That's a level of dependency that speaks volumes. And, it's not just about the tech and the brains behind it. It's about the human lives at stake.
The lives of these astronauts are in the hands of international cooperation. Remember back in 2018, when the Soyuz rocket failed less than 2 minutes after takeoff? That was a stark reminder of the risks involved. But it also highlighted the importance of having robust safety measures in place. The astronauts were able to return safely to Earth, thanks to the rescue capsule.
Definitely, Linda, definitely. It's a high-stakes game, isn't it? But at the end of the day, it's about pushing boundaries, exploring new frontiers. And that's something we can't do alone. We've got to work together, as nations, as a planet.
Our advancements in space exploration, they mirror the necessity of global cooperation in other areas, too. Be it climate change, pandemic response, or cybersecurity. It's a reminder that we're all in this together, sharing this planet, and beyond that, the cosmos.
Story number two. According to CNN, humans and our closest primate relatives lost tails about 25 million years ago due to a genetic mutation involving an ALU element in the TBXT gene. This discovery challenges the belief that tail loss was linked to bipedalism. The ALU element plays a crucial role in tail length regulation. The research could also provide insights into neural tube defects like spina bifida. Tell you what, Linda. This news about us humans losing our tails due to some tiny genetic code that was previously called junk DNA is mind-blowing. It really highlights how little we know about our own genetic makeup, doesn't it?
It's fascinating that this small sequence called ALU, which was dismissed as junk, turned out to be so crucial. It really challenges our understanding of so-called useless or junk DNA.
Yeah, and this ALU element, it's one of the jumping genes, right? Capable of moving around in the genome, triggering or undoing mutations. It's like we have these little acrobats in our DNA making big evolutionary leaps. Who knew?
This ALU element jumped into a gene associated with tail length and voila, we lost our tails. But it's not just about our lack of tails. This discovery could have far-reaching implications, even potentially shedding light on conditions like spina bifida.
That's a sobering thought, Linda. Genetic evolution giveth and taketh away. Our ancestors lost their tails. But that same genetic change might have opened the door to certain health issues we struggle with today. Makes you wonder what other trade-offs might be lurking in our genome, huh?
It certainly does, Mark. It's a reminder that every genetic change, every evolutionary step we've taken has consequences, some beneficial, and others, well, not so much. And it underscores the importance of continually exploring these junk sequences. Who knows what other genetic mysteries we might unravel?
Story number three. In a report from CNN, China's Coast Guard used water cannon against Philippine boats in the South China Sea, leading to a clash between the two countries. The incident occurred near the Second Thomas Shoal, a contested area. The Philippines accused China of dangerous maneuvers and provocative behavior. The skirmish comes after U.S. Secretary of State Blinken reiterated support for the Philippines' access to the region. Have you seen the latest developments, Linda? The situation in the South China Sea is escalating quickly. The water cannon incident involving the Philippine and Chinese coast guards is a clear indication of the growing tensions in the area. China's territorial and maritime claims have been a bone of contention for some time now. But this aggressive action on a civilian resupply vessel is a pretty bold move, I must say.
It's a worrying situation. The Philippines' strategic position in the South China Sea has always made it a hotspot for such disputes. This recent incident, however, with the Chinese Coast Guard's dangerous maneuver and the subsequent isolation of the Philippine vessel, is indicative of a serious escalation. It's a flagrant violation of the Convention on the International Regulations for Preventing Collisions at Sea.
And it's not just about the immediate incident either. This is about the ongoing territorial disputes in the region. The Second Thomas Shoal, or the Ayungan Shoal, as the Philippines refers to it, has been a point of contention between Beijing and Manila since the 1990s. And the BRP Sierra Madre, that aging World War II-era Navy transport ship, is a symbolic remnant of this long-standing dispute.
And the fact that clashes have occurred during attempts by the Philippines to resupply the forces on the Sierra Madre only adds fuel to the fire. All this, when considered in the broader geopolitical context, particularly with the U.S. reiterating its commitment to defending Philippine access to the waterway, could have far-reaching implications for international relations in the region.
Well, we're looking at a potential powder keg here, Linda. The South China Sea is a region rich in resources and holds strategic advantages. So the stakes are high. The question now is, how will this game of maritime chess unfold? Will it escalate further into a military conflict, or can a diplomatic solution be found? It's definitely a situation worth keeping an eye on.
It certainly is, Mark. It's a complex situation with no easy solutions. It's a test of international maritime law, sovereignty claims, and foreign policies. The world will be watching closely to see how this plays out, and it's absolutely crucial that all parties involved act responsibly to avoid any further escalation.
Story number 4. In a report from the New York Times, the Justice Department's new antitrust lawsuit against Apple is being compared to the case against Microsoft in the 1990s. They accuse Apple of running an illegal monopoly and impeding innovation. The lawsuit connects Apple's success to the government's fight against Microsoft. Prosecutors claim Apple restricted competition by denying rivals access to key iPhone features. Tell me, Linda, this new lawsuit against Apple seems to be generating a lot of buzz. It reminds me of the case against Microsoft back in 98. Do you see any parallels?
But there are some striking parallels. For instance, in both cases, the Justice Department accused the tech giants of illegally protecting their monopolies. In Microsoft's case, it was about the Windows software, while with Apple, it's about key iPhone features like the contactless payment chip. But the comparison is not exactly perfect.
Right. So the question is, can the Justice Department pull off a win like they claim to have done with Microsoft? What are your thoughts, Linda?
Well, it's hard to say, Mark. Antitrust cases, especially in the tech industry, are complex. The outcomes depend on various factors, including the legal and regulatory environment, the specific claims and evidence, and the strategies used by both sides. And don't forget that even though the Justice Department claimed a win in the Microsoft case, the actual impact on competition and innovation is still a matter of debate.
That's an interesting point, Linda. Speaking of impact, how do you think these antitrust battles influence technological innovation and consumer choice?
Well, Mark, it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, antitrust battles can spur innovation by breaking down barriers and opening up markets. But on the other hand, they can also create uncertainty and potentially stifle investment and innovation. As for consumer choice, these battles can lead to more options and better products, but they can also lead to confusion and potentially higher prices in the short term. It's a delicate balance.
Definitely a delicate balance. So what do you think, Linda? Are we heading towards a future where these antitrust battles become a common sight in the tech industry? and what could be the implications?
I believe so, Mark. The tech industry is rapidly evolving, and with it, the competitive dynamics. As companies grow and expand into new markets, there's bound to be increased scrutiny from regulators. And as we've seen with the Microsoft and Apple cases, these battles can have far-reaching implications, not just for the companies involved, but also for the industry and consumers. It's a, fascinating and, challenging time in the tech world, to say the least.
Story number 5. The FAA has increased oversight of United Airlines due to a string of safety incidents on flights, potentially delaying future projects and growth for the troubled airline. The incidents included a Boeing 737-800 landing in Oregon missing an external panel. The FAA will evaluate the company's safety management and compliance, with United employees expecting increased FAA presence to review work processes and facilities. The FAA's review may prevent United from adding new routes and curbing growth. According to CNN, this increased oversight is aimed at ensuring the safety and compliance of United Airlines. When I think about these recent incidents at United Airlines, it reminds me of the importance of regulatory oversight in the aviation industry. The Federal Aviation Administration's decision to increase oversight is a direct response to a string of mishaps that have occurred, all involving Boeing jets. It's not just about holding the airlines accountable, but also about ensuring the safety of passengers and crew.
Yes, Mark. It's a complex issue seeing how these incidents are not isolated to United Airlines alone. The role of the manufacturer, Boeing in this case, cannot be overlooked. There have been notable mishaps with Boeing jets this year, including the Alaska Airlines incident where a Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane lost a door mid-flight. It's a stark reminder that safety standards extend beyond the operations of the airlines.
Right, Linda. It's like, you know, a chain, the airline, the manufacturer, the regulatory body. All these links have to work together to ensure safety. If one link is weak, it affects the entire chain. United's statement about promoting and driving safety compliance is a step in the right direction, but it's crucial that these are not just words, but actions.
Indeed. And let's not forget the potential ramifications of the FAA's evaluation. Depending on the findings, United Airlines may have to put some of its future plans on hold. It could be anything from delaying future projects to possibly preventing United from adding new routes.
Yeah, that's a solid point, Linda. The impact on the airline's growth could be significant. It's a tricky balance to strike between ensuring safety and allowing for business expansion. But ultimately, I think we'd all agree, safety should always come first.
Definitely, Mark. After all, the future of aviation hinges on its ability to ensure safety, maintain regulatory compliance, and effectively manage risks. The United Airlines situation serves as a case study, a reflection of the broader industry challenges and what should be done to improve the system.
That's it for this morning. Have a great day and see you all tomorrow.
5 at 8 is researched, written, and performed by artificial intelligence. For more information, visit botcaster.ai.